What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, and usually it's Sean Ritchie, the Mac Man, Jody Mac in today and the remainder of this week. Wonderful to be off and rolling with you on this Thursday morning. Quite a day yesterday. And a lot to discuss today as I took the big old L. Me and Fritz, big old L for me. Now, big old W for the Phils. W like walloping. The San Francisco Giants yesterday. Stars of the game, obviously, Bryce Harper and Jesus Luzardo. Star of the day, Jack Fritz. We'll get into it all in great detail. We'll do a lot on the Eagles as well. They are getting oh so close to training camp, perhaps. I'm going to guess even closer than you think. We'll get to it all in great detail. 215-592-9494. Mac Man!
Hello, Joseph.
Hello, Joseph Anthony Aloysius McDonald Jr., who looked at me yesterday and shook his head. And you didn't say it, but I know what you were thinking, Judy.
I shook your hand.
You did shake my hand.
If I shook my head, I apologize.
No, you shook your head internally. Like, I didn't see you shake your head, but I know you were shaking your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't do it, but I knew it was being done by many. Hey, rightfully so. He kicked my tail fair and square. All credit, glory, and congratulations to Mr. Jack Fritz.
I got the job and pleasure of just hanging with you last couple of days and speculating on how it was going to go. You got to give Jack credit. He threw strikes.
Tremendous
three
credit.
Three strikes.
That's the one thing
all
we
came
didn't
down to.
Know.
Yeah.
We didn't know if he's going to be able to throw strikes. Would he get nervous if he wasn't throwing strikes? He was cool as a cucumber out there on the hill because he was throwing strikes.
I mean, there's no question.
And he made your job very difficult, bud.
Yeah, no, he did. Look, I mean, really, all credit to him. He was unbelievable. As I texted like 500 different friends yesterday, what happened? He was pumping in strikes, and I wasn't hitting them. Not enough. I mean, some ground balls
you
to third base.
You made contact, which was
couple
good.
Times.
It could have been more embarrassing than it was.
Yeah, but it's still.
But you made contact.
It's still pretty bad. I expected to do better. He certainly surprised me with his high percentage of strikes. I mean, he really, really surprised me. He impressed me. I do feel like I could have done better and should have done better, but I did not. That's on me. And 1-1. Seltzer, I mean, it was quite a day.
The most crazy thing yesterday was the hundreds of people that showed. It was wild.
I would guess, here's my guess, for those that weren't there or haven't seen video, I would guess between 300 to 450 people.
Okay, so I was thinking around 300 was the number in my head, and I'm not the best
at estimating those. You see the people on the roof?
Dude, it was nuts. People on the roof, people down the lines. Like, it was an event.
It was.
And it felt really neat to be a part of.
Yeah.
You know, it was very cool. Now, to be fair, you did not come through yesterday.
No, at all.
We got to call it like we see it. Jack dominated. Jack was awesome yesterday.
He was awesome. I was not. Look, credit to him. Congrats to him. Thank you to everyone who was out there. I mean, it was really quite a day. I had a ball. I really did.
Did you see the moms?
So, you know, I was looking for him. No, I didn't, actually. I mean, maybe they were there, maybe they weren't. I don't know. I wondered that. There were so many people.
I will say, there was a lot of Hammer support.
There was.
There were a lot of people doing Hammer chants, you know, rooting for you. Obviously, Anthony in Jersey, you know, was loud and proud there, you know. Yeah, but
so I was in the crowd.
It was tough.
Yeah.
You stayed in the dugout, James. Where were you while it was
taking place? So I went back and forth. I was mostly in the dugout when the actual competition was happening, but I was kind of going out down the line a little bit and then, you know, behind
I specifically went behind home plate because I wanted to be able to judge the ump. I got a chance to meet the ump after we talked to him on the air.
Yep.
Good dude, nice son.
Great guy.
I had a really good conversation with him ahead of time, but I'm sorry, I was going to judge him. And I told him after the fact, I said, you missed the second pitch.
That's what I said in the moment. The second pitch was high. There's no question it was high. I think there were two pitches he missed. There were two high pitches that
perfect.
I thought.
No, he was not perfect.
But I will say, he did a pretty good job.
You know what,
he said to me afterwards,
he goes,
oh, I was almost perfect. I said, yeah, you were. He was damn good behind the plate.
You know what he was?
He just missed one early.
Macman?
What's that?
He was better than I was.
That's very true.
All right, so look, I'll field your phone calls and questions and comments, and if you were there, it was fun. It was. And so obviously, and I'll give you a lot more details as we move, but hit us up, 215-592-9494. You can consider this four-hour show a four-hour press conference. I ain't ducking, I ain't running. I'll stand here and answer the tough questions. Fire away at me, bring it.
Did you have a meltdown?
No, I didn't have a meltdown. I had a skill down.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. So let's get to the Phils obviously did a great job yesterday. Two stars, Bryce and Lizardo. Credit to both of them. Important because they're two guys we know the Phillies are going to want to lean on in October. So really good to see them do what they did. And obviously you can weigh in on the Phils, who, by the way, Mets did not play yesterday, postponed. So the Phils currently half game up as we sit here on July 10th. So weigh in on the Phils, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the Eagles. Jody, I got to tell you, so you've been here this week. You've been here a couple shows in recent weeks when John's been out. I don't think that we have, like, led a show with the Eagles, but maybe three or four times in the last month and a half, which may be a mistake as a show and a radio station. Look, the bottom line is that the Phillies are giving us a compelling year. I mean, they're very good. They don't play great all the time. They aggravate us. And so people keep yo-yoing back and forth between this, like, I feel like pretty damn good and I feel really bad. And then we go back and forth and we do all these shows about that. And that's fine. That's good and it's compelling. And they likely should make October, but we don't know that they will. Here's what we do know. The Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple months ago. They're the best team in Philadelphia sports. They may be, and I'll use the word may again, they may be the best team in the NFL this upcoming season. They certainly project to be amongst the best. And, you know, hopes and hype couldn't be higher for a coming season. But what's been interesting is having such a good outlook from a certain standpoint has made off-season conversation a little bit more difficult. I mean, there's not the consternation about, you know, coach that there normally is. In many ways, there's not for quarterback. There is to an extent. But, I mean, even when they were losing all the players on defense.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lot of people in March are like, I don't care. My team just won the Super Bowl. I'm in a good mood. So, all right. Here's where I'm at, and here's where I want to get to at 215-592-9494. Everybody's in a good Eagles mood, as you should be. Here's what I'm going to ask you out of the gate today, because, Jody, we are. You know how many days we are to training camp?
The exact number?
Yeah, I got it written down. What do you think it is?
About 12?
12.
Yeah.
Well, not about 12, actually. Okay. Actually 12.
Like I remember when it was exactly 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks to go, 2 days ago.
Right.
So I did the math, came up with 12. Got to give me props for that.
I do. I would guess many people listening are not really, we're not aware that it's 12 days. So with all this hype hoopla excitement, but also it's been a little dormant, let's make it less dormant. Let's bring it back today. And I'll ask everyone at 215-592-9494 what you're looking forward to with this football team this season. There's so many parts. There's games. There's the first game. There's the KC game. There's parts of the team. Jody, when I ask you what you're looking forward to with this Eagles season, because let's just lean into the fun. What do you got?
Vic Fangio. Because nothing short of genius work out of him last year. And yours truly included said, I'm going to take a wait-and-see attitude.
Yep.
Because the Dolphins weren't great. He was in fighting with several of the players. I thought it was more likely obnoxious players like Jalen Ramsey that it wasn't Fangio's fault. But if you're not there every single day, we're not down in Miami, you don't know. But we know their defense came up real small the year before. And I said, he's got a great track record in history, but it's been a while since he's been one of the best defense coordinators. I kind of need to see it for myself. And he came in here and was the best defensive coordinator in the National Football League. Bar none. Not close. He buried the rest of the competition in that vein. Can he do it again?
Yeah.
With.
Going to be harder, Jody.
With.
Going to be harder.
Lesser talent.
There's almost no question. I mean, until you see him, you don't know like 1,000%. But I would put it at 999.9%. That it's an almost guaranteed lesser. I mean, look who they lost. They lost Milton Williams. They lost Sweat. They lost Slay. They don't have N'Kobe, at least for some stretch. I mean, it could be a long, long, long stretch. BG, CJ, GJ. I mean, they lost a lot. They lost their fourth corner. They lost a lot. So, yeah, I agree with you. The Vic Fangio thing's going to be fascinating. 215-592-9494. Seltzer, what are you looking forward to this year?
The Jalen Hurts MVP year. I really think Jalen is going to take a massive step forward this year. You know how much I believe in him already.
Yep.
I think this is the year that Jalen shut everyone up. I really do. I think they're going to throw more. I think it's going to be a point of the offense. I think they're going to try and save Saquon throughout the season. They're going to use him, but I think they want Saquon ready to go in January and February. And I think Jalen's going to shine. I think Jalen's going to be awesome this year.
Rhea, what do you got? What are you looking forward to this year?
It's a little bit off of what James just said, but I think... You know, we make such a big deal about, oh, he's got a new offensive coordinator. This guy's been here. Kevin Petula has been here 5 years. So it's not like he has to
That's
learn.
That's the whole Sirianni time?
Yeah. What's that?
The whole Sirianni
time.
Yeah.
He's been here. He's been the passing game coordinator, assistant head coach. So it's not like Jalen has to learn new terminology.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He knows what Jalen can do. He knows what he's good at. He knows what he's weak at. And I think with the addition of Scott Leffler, I think there's going to be a little bit more in the pass game. The offense should revolve around Saquon, as long as he's healthy. But I think they're going to try to push that a little bit. And I think the fact that Kevin Petula has been here so long, that can help with Jalen.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of ways to go, and I'm curious where you stand at 215-592-9494 for what you're really looking forward to. And there's, I'm sure we all got 100 or 1,000 answers. I'll give you two off the top of my head, what I'm certainly cranked up about. One is the Saquon Barkley experience, to see it again. Few athletes in Philadelphia sports have ever grabbed our attention the way he did last year. Allen Iverson did. Exciting, electrifying, entertaining. Ryan Howard in that 06 season when he mashed 58 homers, it was nuts. I mean, there's a couple athletes that have come through where it's just must-see TV or in person. And Saquon Barkley certainly last year represented that. My guess is will again. You know, you never know what's going to happen on the injury front. But just to see this guy play football, to me, is a thrill. So to see it again is, and I agree with James, I think they will lean on him slightly less, maybe even more than slightly less, we'll see. But the Saquon Barkley experience is for me number one. I'll give you number two because we just haven't had a ton of this kind of for a while in Philly sports. And that's the, and I mean this is no disrespect to the Phils, who we day by day cover, follow, and kind of live and die with. But the intensity of an NFL Eagles game day, it's just a different thing. It just is. You guys know. I mean, it's the bottom line is every NFL game, every Eagles game feels, I mean, it has a different feeling. When you wake up, it has a different feeling. When you're watching it for those 3 hours, it has a different feeling. What you feel afterwards, win or lose, is a different feeling. And I was thinking about it before the show. When's the last time with the other three teams we had it to those to the level that a regular Sunday Eagles regular season game represents? Well, for the Phillies, it would be game four last year versus the Mets. That it's at that type of intensity. October baseball. I mean, it's just, okay. For the Sixers, it would be game six versus the Knicks. So Phillies, Mets, game four. Sixers, Knicks, game six. So the Sixers, Jody, we're now over 1 year since that feeling. You know how long it's been on the Flyers?
And oh, by the way, leading into the game, good feeling?
Well, they had just sold a game five versus the Knicks, but you still knew they had to win two, and you know.
Yeah.
And for the Flyers, the last time you had that feeling of like massive excitement, anticipation, and drama to that level, 5 years ago. It was when they played a game seven in the second round versus the Islanders in the pandemic year.
The pandemic, yeah.
I mean, the Flyers haven't had a game in 5 years that has the kind of juice that any Eagles regular season game has. So I'm looking forward to that week after week after week. Because you know the deal. You know what a Sunday in the fall feels like. So just getting that feeling back and having it every week, that's an awesome thing for us as sports fans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.